Here's a soldier in battle, supposed to be in battle. Now, this soldier belongs to the 505 Battalion. The 505 Division. Certain battalion, certain regiment, certain battalion, certain company, certain squad. It's time to fight. Now, that soldier has a squad. He has a platoon. He has a company. He has a battalion. He has a regiment. He has a division. Now, if that soldier is not where he's supposed to be, he's not a soldier. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, listen to me. Hey, wake up. Listen to me. The only place that soldier can be a soldier is to be there where the commanding general has said he's supposed to be. Anything else or any other place outside that is AWOL. What does it mean? He may be out passing out tracts while the battle's going on, but he's AWOL. He may be at home telling his mother what a good cook she is, but he's AWOL. He may not smoke a cigarette while he's outside that battle, but he's AWOL. He may not take a drink while he's outside, but he's AWOL. You are not a good Christian because you don't drink, smoke, curse, or spit on the sidewalk on Sunday or chew tobacco. You are only a good Christian if you are inside that circle where God has ordained you be. Doesn't matter what you're doing outside the circle, if you're praying, still you're AWOL. And he's not a soldier. He may have a uniform on, but if he's home, when he's supposed to be in battle, he's not a soldier. He may carry the name, but he's not a soldier. As far as the United States Army is concerned, he's dead. It doesn't matter what he does outside. It is not choose a squad, choose a battalion, as long as you're in the Army. So you sailors back there, decide, I hate this area up here. I'm going to leave this Great Lakes Naval Training Base, and I'm going to go out, and I feel led of God to go out to San Diego out there, one of those ships out there. Try it. That's the way the Christian Army does. I know preachers right in the center of God's will get discouraged and want to change. They're animals. They're not. They're dead spiritually. They're dead while they live. Why? Because they're letting fear of the battle make the decision for them. They're letting discomfort make the decision for them. They're letting fear to fight make the decision for them. I'm saying anywhere outside that circle is sin, and sin is death. And you are dead spiritually outside that circle. Well, you sit with the house, how do you find out where you're supposed to be? Well, a good place to start would be asking. And ask him, and ask him, and ask him, and ask him. And then another good place to start would be you crucify your own fleshly animal appetites as far as where you want to go is concerned. Somebody lives somewhere because he's got pretty flowers. Animal can do that. He's dead while he lives. He's outside the circle, the circumference of what God wants him to do. And I'll say again, okay, illustration I've used once before. A man of this church came to me. I don't know if he's here now or not. I didn't know him well. But he said to me, he said, Brother Howells, I just want to thank you. He said, I've got 4 children that have grown up here. Now follow me. And I'm trying to piece this together exactly like it was, and I may make one mistake about one of these, but I don't think I am. But the illustration is still the same. He said, Pastor, I have a son who's always liked sports. So my son went to Christian college, and because he liked sports, he majored in athletics. He's now a coach in a Christian school. I'm really proud of him. It's turned out well. He said, I have a daughter who loves music. Music's the thing she loves, and because she loves music, she went to Christian college and studied music, and she's now a music teacher in a Christian school, and I'm proud of her. He said, I have another son who always liked mechanics. always fiddling around with engines, motors, and so forth. And that son studied mechanics, and he's a mechanic. Now, he said he's a good member of a church. I think he said he's a Sunday school teacher, an usher or something, faithful. He said, all of my kids are tithers. Now, he said I had a fourth who loved figures. He loved numbers and mathematics and so forth. And he's an accountant. Went to a Christian school. He said, I got a lot to be thankful for, Brother Hiles. He said, all four of my children went to Christian schools. They all four are faithful to church. All four tithe. All four hold offices in the church. And he said, I'm proud of my children. They turned out right. I didn't tell him this, but it's true. None of them turned out right. You're not supposed to be a teacher in a Christian school, musical teacher in a Christian school, because you like music. That's the way the animal chooses where he grazes. You're not supposed to be a coach in a Christian school because you like athletics. That's the same reason that an animal chooses what he eats. You're not supposed to be an accountant because you like mathematics. You're not supposed to be a mechanic because you like engines and to fiddle with engines and like to be like mechanics. You are supposed to be a mechanic if God Almighty has ordained you to be a mechanic. Let Him choose. And that means the animal part is not choosing and you're still alive. While the animal's alive, the spirit's still alive. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Oh, we like things. Oh, she that dances and she that drinks and she that smokes and she that takes dope. That's not what that's talking about. It's talking about somebody who lives according to his own pleasure. Pleases himself. Does what he wants to do. You're only supposed to be a music teacher in a Christian school if that's that circle for you where God wants you to be. You're only supposed to be a Christian coach or a mechanic or an accountant if God Almighty has ordained it. I've never been as hungry in my life as I am tonight for God's people to be spiritual. Never have. Most of us are dead. We're inhuman. Why are we inhuman? Because to be human, you've got to be in the will of God. Jesus was human. He said, I come to do thy will, O God. He said, I always please him that sent me. The Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He came to do the Father's will for his life, and that's what human is. I made a statement in a sermon a year or so ago. Now, a fellow says, I'm my own man. No, you're not. You're your own cow. You're your own animal. I want to be my own man. You're not man enough to be your own man. But you're saying, yes, I want to be my own animal. I want to be my own beast. I want to be my own dog. You're making decisions like your puppy dog makes decisions. You're not making decisions on the basis of the spirit side. This is where God wants me. Anything outside that is sin. Let me tell you something, folks. You were in sin a long time before you drank. And you're in sin a long time before you smoke. And you're in... Listen, the person in this room tonight who doesn't drink, doesn't stroke or smink, the person that doesn't stroke or smink in this room tonight, and thank God I don't stroke or smink either one. The person that doesn't smoke or drink in this room, people in this room tonight who don't drink, who don't smoke, who don't curse, who don't dance, who live a clean moral life, you're just as much in sin as the people that do if you've crossed that line outside that circle. It's getting out of that circle that's what sin is. Well, what's wrong with drinking? Drinking draws you out of the circle. What's wrong with smoking? Smoking draws you out of the circle. What's wrong with cursing? Cursing draws you out of the circle. What's wrong with adultery? Adultery draws you out of the circle. But the sin is getting outside the circle. And when you get outside that circle, you're dead. It's summertime. And the animals are going to prowl. Some of you folks will go on vacation, and for 2 or 3 weeks, you'll do nothing but be an animal. You'll be dead while you live. You won't read your Bible 5 minutes a day while you're gone. You won't pray 5 minutes a day while you're gone. You'll live like animals. There are things wrong with it. And by the way, let me just go ahead and say it. In the summertime, you're supposed to live like Christians ought to live. Child of God hadn't got any business stripping off half naked and lying on a beach somewhere. But it's summer. I don't care what's up with it. I was down in Florida preaching the night. I said, I don't care. I preach against drinking in Milwaukee and tobacco in North Carolina. I preached North Carolina 7 years ago, and it closed a meeting out on Monday night because I let them have it on tobacco. Tobacco's wrong. I don't care where you live. Or if you make your living selling it, making it, raising it. I was down in North Carolina preaching. And this farmer met me at the airport. The pastor sent him. Good man. Had a hole in his head, but he's a good man. I mean, really, salt earth kind of fellow. He was driving me back. We were driving through the farmland, and the corn was in terrible shape. And I said, my, I never saw the corn in North Carolina look so bad. He said, yeah, he said, we've got a bad corn crop. But he said, God sure has given us a good tobacco crop this year. And then he went, ooh. Now listen to me. It's summertime. Let's don't be animals. Let's don't be dead. Stay inside that circle. Some of you folks are going to go to Las Vegas. You're going to gamble one time on those little doojiggers just because you want to see how it's like. That's wrong. Sin. I get letters every week almost. Somebody says to me, Brother House, we are moving to a certain area. You know of a good church there. You shouldn't go to a good to an area unless God leads you to that area. Wherever Montgomery Ward leads, I'll go. That's our theme song. No, Montgomery Ward doesn't draw that circle. Oh, but Brother Hiles, I got a raise in pay. Make twice as much there. Woof. Moo. Oh, but preacher, I'm so tired of this cold weather. Sit still. I can't wait till I'm going to retire and get out of here.
Ruff. Meow.
What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Hey, what's wrong with us? We're outside that circle. And the decisions we make, basically, now, as long as, well, fully on what God wants us to do, as long as we're out here not smoking. If you're out there not smoking or smoking, you're still in sin. Sin is rebellion against God. As far as I know, Adam and Eve did not, in the Garden of Eden, commit one single thing that you and I would categorize as sin. As far as I know, not one thing that we call bad sin did Adam and Eve commit in the Garden of Eden. The only sin that Adam and Eve committed in the Garden of Eden was not depending upon God for what they ought to do. That's all. They didn't depend on God. That's all. Now, folks, if you're outside that circle, not drinking, I don't think you've got much to say about somebody that's drinking outside that circle. You're both in sin. And neither of you is human. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Hiles. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to be my own man. That's a statement of a weakling that wants to convince you he's strong. He's dead while he lives. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She that lives according to her own desires is dead while she liveth. I said a while ago, God has ordained that I be... By the way, did you know the Bible wasn't written for preachers only? Oh, God! Hide our preacher behind the cross while I sleep. preacher of the Holy Spirit. How about you? Oh, God! Help our preacher to follow God's will. How about you? Suppose I got tonight and I said, folks, I've had an offer. A certain church has offered me 3 times as much money as I can make here. And only that, it's in Southern California. Where's that animal over there? Did you hear him? He went, woof, men. Moo, men. And I said, I'm resigning tonight. I'm taking that church because it's 3 times as much money, and I'm a little tired of this area, and I'm getting older, and it's time I got out of the cold weather. Everybody in this room will go home tonight, you'll be disappointed in me. Just like I am in you sometimes. And God's as disappointed in you as he is in me. You have no more right to go somewhere for more money than I do. And neither one of us has a right. That's outside the circle. That's animal stuff. That's making the decisions of our lives on the basis of the animal, the plant, and so the animal, body, soul, and not the spirit. And so what are we doing? We're dead spiritually. We're dead while we live. I'm only in the will of God tonight as pastor of this church. And only there can I use my spirit. There's only one place that I can be alive tonight. And that's inside the circle of God's will.